Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
It's... My face feels crunchy. I'm wearing ICP makeup tonight.
That's real.
You see pee?
I'm a little juggalette. Yeah, I see pee. I see pee. I'm a piss girl.
Go piss girl.
Go piss girl.
Nika has full scary con makeup on, and we are...
Full scary, no.
Yeah, no, it's...
ICP's a they're a Christian band.
I'm deeply unnerved.
Yeah, they love the Lord.
That's not true.
I think they kind of
I think
of
it
are.
Might be true now.
I think it kind of is true.
Is it?
But that's not fair to be like, that's like saying Korn is a Christian band.
I mean, are they?
I don't think so.
Nika's like speechless pressure combined with the Juggalette makeup.
Bachman's too. They're like, whoa, makes you think.
It's like just too much to think about Christian Korn. I can't be expected to think about this.
Stop thinking about Christian Korn.
Are all the other vegetables Christian too?
That's what VeggieTales.
VeggieTales.
Oh, I got bad news.
Yeah, there probably is a Christian Korn in VeggieTales.
But it's spelled with a C, not a K.
I love VeggieTales.
Hey, guys. Hey, can we bring it down?
What's up?
Can we bring it down a notch? Can we?
Yeah, brother. What's up? Oh, I know what you're saying now.
Yeah. Due to some financial restraints, i.e. we didn't make a lot of money the last couple of years, i.e. none. We are postponing GeeklyCon this year. We're going to rework some stuff. We're going to figure some stuff out so that it is a thing that not only is fun for us all, but also doesn't ruin us financially. So,
yeah.
So we're putting together some ideas. If you want to reach out, hit me up on Twitter or whatever. Hit up anybody. Hit up your mom. I don't know.
That probably won't help hitting up your mom.
It could.
Unless you're asking her to give you money to give to us, which
yes.
Is good.
Yes, we'll take that.
But you should also check in on your mom and see how she's doing.
Yeah, just check in.
Yeah, just give her a call.
So, you know, if you have a rich uncle, if you're the rich uncle that owns like a ranch, you know, let us know.
Let us rent your ranch.
Yeah, right. If you want to set up like a Burning Man kind of situation for us somewhere.
Do you got like 2 air mattresses? But yeah, no GeeklyCon this year.
But that means the hope is that we will have a little bit more availability to potentially glom on to some existing cons and do meetups or maybe even a live show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Gen Con, PAX Unplugged. No promises there either. Because
we'll have to see.
Yeah.
But the hope is that we can make some of that happen more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, guys, it's a lot of work to plan a convention, and Michael has worked so hard for so many years.
It's just 1 year. We'll get back to it. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
So let's think about other fun things, like how your Kickstarter stuff is probably showing up. So
yay,
that's fun.
Show us on Twitter, please, that it shows up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll just be worried.
Yeah. Where are you gonna put the stickers? That stressed me out. Until I got the freezer in the basement, I was like, I don't know what to put my stickers on.
I feel like I need to do a round of added some stickers on there.
I have
from my stash.
I have my Jennifer and Tim stickers right here that I'm sending to you guys.
Aww.
It's like, look at them all. Like, there's so many of
Whoa.
Them.
Those are cute.
Give those to me.
Look at them all. I dropped one, so I'm
gonna
have
to put
them
all over our freezer.
You could put magnets on the back and then make them into magnets, or you could just stick them onto your.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I think I'm just gonna stick them on because I think it's. The reason why I never use stickers is because the permanence, right?
Right.
But I think if you just accept it and go forth.
Yeah.
Like, I went to our T Public store and bought some stickers.
Nice.
And if it felt good, just slap them on, baby girl.
Hell yeah.
Stick them on. You stuck them on the fridge already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Next time you visit, We'll give you a tour of our downstairs freezer.
Yeah, Nika, bring us a sticker and you can slap one on, bro.
Oh my God. Okay.
So feel bad about it, but you know, we'll do what we can.
You feel bad about sending out Kickstarter things?
No,
you're just going back to GeeklyCon.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I mean, I did put up the GeeklyCon stickers as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I guess some people probably don't know that we lose money doing it. I think like 1 year, maybe we got some of us got our hotels comp, maybe.
Hmm.
You know, 1 year Nika slept on our pullout couch, you know?
Yeah.
But for the most part, we still lose money.
Yeah.
But we do it because it's fun. But it's stupid to keep doing these things that financially ruin us.
And also, like, because we were talking about it, and it's like, well, the goal of it is that we want to, you know, connect with fans. We want to, like, game, do all that stuff. And that's thing, we can make that happen still, even without GeeklyCon. Mm-hmm. So we're going to think of some other ideas of ways to, you know,
just bully a whole room of people in Gen Con to be like, get the fuck out of here.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers. But you do have to stay up all night playing music so the monsters don't come and eat everybody.
Oh, right. Yes, okay.
This is a 60-foot length of silken rope. It weighs about 3 pounds. Ooh. But gang, it can carry like 3,000.
So theoretically then, if it can hold 3,000 pounds...
It can hold you.
You must travel deep into Doomjaw's territory.
Doomjaw's territory.
Yes.
Wow.
Is that the bird?
No.
Fuck.
What is that?
It's like a really big monster lizard, kind of like a dinosaur. Yeah, no, it's exactly a dinosaur.
Okay.
I was gonna say a dinosaur that doesn't breathe fire, but that is a dinosaur, so it's just like a dinosaur. It's not a dragon.
Okay.
I can sweeten the deal even more. We have this hole.
Let's go.
A hole?
We all do, bud.
We're willing to give you it, the hole.
I'm in.
You can take it with you.
How can you take a hole with you?
It's portable.
A portable hole?
Yeah, everybody's is. Again.
Okay, so you start heading into the jungle. But you do feel like you're being followed.
Sexy followed, or?
I don't know what that means.
The only reason I even say anything is because, like, this is dinosaur world, and I don't think there are apes in dinosaur times.
Three giant apes come bursting out of the jungle. Roll initiative, gang. Oh, let me just kill the calculator.
For what, Michael?
That's 38 bludgeoning damage.
To what?
Your face. Good news, I rolled another 27.
You dumb bitch.
Oh my God.
That doesn't hit. That hit last time. It doesn't hit this time.
Well, now he has advantage. Whenever he attacks it.
Probably won't do it. I'll probably just run.
I accidentally took one of their turns out of turn.
Wow.
All right. Celine.
Time to set this fucking jungle on fire. 31 fire damage to each ape.
Yowza. So this, look, guys. They've never seen a fireball before. They're going to leave.
I am out of here.
Middle of a jungle. It's so humid, it's steamy, there's a big snake and it's slithering up a tree.
I don't like that.
And there's one of those bugs that looks like a stick.
Can we see it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Bro, you're this doing a terrible job.
You're lying at all.
And then he goes, "You burnt my fucking house down.
You killed my children."
Michael, What's the meat situation look like on these apes?
Ooh. All right.
Are you trying to eat ape meat?
No.
So there's one big, I mean, like we said, it's like a 15 by 15 foot cube.
That's a big boy.
This is what happens when you do your preview stream immediately before the actual stream. Everything is so fresh.
Well, what's his name? Dreadmaw or something like that?
Doomjaw.
Doomjaw.
You know, maybe
that's the dino. Yeah. We have to go and wrestle the crystal from.
No. We have to go through Doomjaw's territory.
Oh, it's right, because the bird took the crystal.
Get to the bird, we have to go through.
We're just in Doomjaw's house.
Yeah, we're in his backyard.
We're in his backyard.
Yeah. And he's going to stand his ground and shoot us with a shark from his front porch. But probably do it wrong and shoot a dog.
I am down a little bit on hit points, but maybe an acceptable level. I don't know if we should heal up. I'll just go forward and hope for the best. Because I
assume any of you guys got fucked up.
You could take a classic short rest.
I don't even need a short rest.
I mean,
and looking at your sheet, you don't either.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think it'll do anything for me, but
I think I'm at like 9 right now.
9 hit points?
I got hit hard.
That 9 sucks. Hit points? Oh, okay. We got to deal with that then.
Well,
we're all like, oh, you like got out of this pretty good. And then we look over and Screech is like on the ground in the fetal position.
Swollen shut eyeballs.
Screech is standing. You take that back.
Okay. I'm sorry. He's standing, but he's swaying.
I would just like to state that I definitely asked last episode if anyone needed healing and no one said anything.
No, you definitely healed me last episode.
Okay.
Yeah, because I still got 9 hit points. I don't need it.
Okay.
He doesn't need healing. He's alive. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, I want it, but I don't need it.
Oh, you want it now,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This didn't, new day, new me.
Yeah, and I think he got hit after you asked it, or he wasn't listening.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
So what's happening?
But
yeah, because I definitely was down to like 20 at some point.
No,
I think.
Let's not take a short rest. Let's just go, unless anyone has any mechanical reason to.
Well, but is Screech gonna? Are we gonna?
Yeah, we can just heal him right now.
Okay, okay.
Screech is just like arms wide, waiting for healing to wash over him.
Hey, Bachman, go ahead and roll a d8. I'll cure some wounds for you, brother.
I'll see if I can.
He puts one single band-aid on
there,
you.
There. You're okay, brother.
I rolled a one.
Okay, cool.
But maybe not even a band-aid.
You get 6 HP back. Isn't that nice?
What happened is that Chuck gives Screech a kiss on the forehead, and it's like, you're better now.
Yeah.
I do feel a little better.
You feel 1 point better. Hit point better.
Yeah. Roll 2d8.
I'm just going to roll the same d8 twice. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's all right if you're going to be an idiot.
4 between the two of them.
Do you roll the same d8 that you rolled the 1 on?
Are you sure it's a d8 and not a d4?
Idiot.
Yeah, are you sure it's not a d4?
Are you sure it's not a d4?
Oh my god.
Does it look like one of the ones in the Monopoly box? Or
a d8 is like 2 d4s.
Step on it. Tell me what it feels like.
It's my fault. I have a bit of a lazy eye. No, it's, yeah, no, it's, yeah, I rolled a d8 twice.
I got 4 total.
Okay, I guess take 8.
That is possible.
That sucks, bro.
8 additional healing.
So did you cast it at higher level, Nika?
2nd level.
I don't know how Bard works, even though I play one.
It's just 2d8. I was hoping he would just statistically roll better.
Yeah, well, that's on you, though. I got other dice. We're good.
You should put that one in dice jail.
Use your dice jail.
Wait, did we give him his dice
jail? Yeah, you did. In a crown, you gave me a crown royal bag, and then I found it inside.
We gave Bachman his stuff? That seems weird.
I think one of my kids stole it. Oh, no, here it is.
I never give Bachman his stuff.
Put it in there. Throw its ass in jail.
I told you that there's a d20 in here because Amelia was just playing with one of my dice and it rolled like a 2 and she dropped it in the jail.
She knows how it works.
Yeah, she gets it.
All right, well, let's get the fuck out of here. Can I take that new fancy rope and tie it? I don't fucking care about this meat. Doomjaw's going to attack us probably just to be a dick. So the meat thing sounds like it's just going to make me messy.
These apes they're just monkeys. They're just monkeys. They're not like
sentient. They're giant apes.
Well, the reason, because my brain was like, do they have clothes on? Do we search their pockets? Do they
Michael,
have, like,
did
a bag?
We kill giant apes or a guy? Why'd you ask if they have clothes on? Actually, I'm sorry that we don't ask that more often.
No, in Planet of the Apes, they wear clothes.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
And in the Jungle Book, the Ape King wears a little outfit.
That's a great point.
Tim, if anything, this is kind of damning of you for just assuming that because they're apes, they can't be wearing clothes.
No. Yeah. No. I hear me. Say it and believe it. That I stand by what I said.
Celine, roll perception.
Oh, I rolled a nat 20!
Oh my god.
And you waste it. Put it, okay. There we go.
It doesn't work that way!
It does work that way!
That's not science. It's not science. Do the apes have clothes?
Yeah, you realize it actually has like a little collar, just like a little, no other clothes attached, but just like a little collar.
Does it look like a jewelry, like a decorative thing, or like a sign of belonging to someone?
So I know you would be like, hey, idiot, you just described a necklace. It's like a button-down shirt, right?
What?
Like I'm wearing, like a button.
That's a weird-ass collar.
But, oh, then that's just, but then just the collar is...
Is he a priest?
That makes me feel a little bit worse for killing them, because there's obviously a little spark of something of his. Well, he's got some clothes on.
He was like right in our face. We didn't see
that. I think this is where Jennifer feeling bad. I don't think Celine would feel bad about killing the ape. I do want to make that clear. But Jennifer feels bad about it.
He might have a little cuffs too, maybe.
He has like a Big Johnson shirt on. Like, oh my, they just went to,
oh my god,
they just went to the boardwalk.
One's got a Big Johnson and another got a Big Dog shirt on.
Do not remind me of Big Johnson shirts. Fuck.
Why?
Don't get me started.
Okay, this is reminding me that I do want a Big Dog. I want a Big Dog hat.
Oh yeah, we've been wanting a Big Dog hat.
Yeah, I've been wanting a Big Dog hat for quite a while.
This is the main negative of not having GeeklyCon, is it lowers our chance to acquire a Big Dog merch.
Need it.
My favorite, my absolute favorite Big Dog shirt is the "if you can't surf with the big dog, stay off the net," and it's like 1995 clip art.
That's for me.
Wait, what?
Want that?
That's me. That is, I should have that.
Let's get going.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want to stand near this corpse. There could be bottom feeders and so on. Sorry, guy. We're leaving. You can collect your dead.
All right, Chip Chip here. Cheerio.
Oh my god, they're talking back. That's crazy.
So you guys continue on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into the jungle.
Yeah, deeper. Or less deep, depending if we're halfway through.
How are we on daylight? Like, what time of day is it now?
Maybe noon.
Because I guess I'm just curious. Does it seem like we're going to make it to the nest, you know, by nightfall? Or are we going to have to spend a night out here in the jungle?
Well, I was trying to trick you into taking a short rest, but that didn't work.
You should have just said, oh,
I actually didn't even think about
it. It's 11:58, yeah, p.m. It's dark as hell. Like, you can take longer. Yeah, I forget if we... Did we even ask how long it's going to take to get to the jungle? I don't know if we did.
I think the idea was that you'd be able to get there and back.
There and back?
Yeah, it's not that far.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
And we did look down into the valley, so we probably have a theoretical idea. Even though, once you get into the wild, things change.
Your perceptions change.
Right.
So yeah, let's keep hoofing it.
All right. Well, roll survival.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I imagine Selena sweating as hell right now and is getting pissed off because of getting bitten by bugs.
24.
Is Screech continuing to swing on vines, or is he...
Of course. Of course.
Sorry, that was stupid to me, for me to ask.
The fuck's the matter?
Mine's a 13. Survival.
Mine's a 7.
Ooh, because you're weak. Yeah. You're weak from being injured. The swings are taking it out of you.
You have a broken rib and you're swinging? That's crazy. Nika, what'd you get for survival?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought it was just... not me.
You don't have to roll.
Well, I got a 12, so I don't think I...
There you go. All
right. Chuck is hurting everyone through the jungle.
Stop going that way. Stop.
We're all like
don't put that in the mouth. Get it out of your mouth.
For different reasons. Like, because Screech is like struggling with the swinging. I assume that Rourke is getting distracted by stuff and Selene is huffing and like not... Her face is red.
Jesus Christ.
Did we survive or are we dead? Did we die?
No, you're going...
You guys died.
How many more apes come out of the woods?
We do not survive.
Yeah, so basically what I was going for was like how you were, you know, navigating the jungle. That's what that survival role is for.
Not well.
Yeah. I'm not like actively getting like really injured or like in danger of death, but I'm not having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys were alone, it would be less chill. But Big Papa Chuck is here to make sure that you two are fine. And I can't do too much about the swinging man. Maybe occasionally I might.
Yeah, like, what's...
There's a lot of bees up there.
What was it? Did you say 7?
7, for your, yeah.
What does a 7 level swinging on ropes look like?
Like, so very George of the Jungle, kind of like a swing, but like... A tree at the end of each vine. So you're just like, slam, grab a vine, slam, grab a vine, slam, grab a vine.
This is just how you do it. There's a stillness has fallen over the jungle. And Chuck, you see a massive footprint. It's so big.
That's Bigfoot.
And it's reptilian, maybe?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It has like the 3 and then the
lizard
1.
Lizard toes.
Yeah. All right, guys, I think we're about to get... Screech, please come back.
I swing on the longer vines, so I'm a little closer.
Somehow just, like, right next to us the whole time, but still swinging. all right, we appear to be in Bigfoot's area. He's gonna try to bite us, so let's be careful. All right, and he's probably a big, mean guy.
This is the Doomjaw that this they, is, they told yeah, us about? Yeah, I mean,
that looks like a classic Doomjaw to me.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's more afraid of us than we are of him.
Oh, I don't know if that's... He's very big.
He could just have big feet. Who's to say?
He's just like a normal size.
Doomjaw might be a joke thing, like where you call a tiny dog Goliath or something. From the Bible.
That's a pretty big footprint.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
I'm assuming you've all just taken glasses of water to drink.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Yeah, I'm going to take a big sip.
I say it's fine, and I put a glass of water on a rock and wipe my face.
Okay, remind me, are you inside of the SUVs and you're traveling along the track, or...
I was too annoying to the scientists, so I'm in my own SUV.
Great.
And my brother won't stop fucking with night vision goggles.
Are those heavy? Put them down. Yeah, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, and you feel like you're being haunted. What do you do?
I start swinging on the shorter vines again.
Goodbye. Good luck to you nerds.
Should we try to hide so we can get a jump on this guy?
My huge stinky ass, I don't know.
Well, maybe some of us should hide.
Screech, I have an idea. It might be kind of funny. What if I cast Sanctuary on you and you run out into the bush and we let the dinosaur bite you?
What does Sanctuary do?
It makes it so they have to pass a wisdom saving throw. They can't attack you or something.
Okay, but they pass a wisdom saving throw. I have 23 hit points.
How wise can this bitch be?
Oh my god.
It depends on how old. Wisdom comes with age in dinosaurs, I'm sure.
That is very true. How much HP do you have?
23.
All right, take another D8, my friend. Plus five.
Yeah, we gotta prep this guy.
We should take a short rest. What are you guys doing?
Wait, is it before I take this D8? Is this a quid pro quo? Do I have to do this if I take the healing?
How about both of us roll it and whoever gets the highest?
I got seven.
The Lord is so big right now. The Lord is oh my so God. So 7 plus 5.
Okay.
13.
Thank you.
It's 12.
Hey, man, I take whatever the highest number is. I don't have to do math. Whoever says first.
She said it.
Start doing that. Like, I rolled a 6 plus 2. That's a 17.
Let's see how long it takes me to notice.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, hit me with that sanctuary.
All right. I cast sanctuary on my friend here. And if Doomjaw wants to take a piece, yeah, just go. Hey, go out. Say loud. Whisper to Screech. Say, like, I'm going to go take a piss or something. Because what if it's like weirdly smart and it knows? But like typically these beasts, they see someone by themselves. So go say you need to take a piss. And then maybe to sell it, maybe you should actually take a piss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go swing over there and take a huge dino piss.
Look at him go.
Dinosaurs love it when I piss. I sure hope there aren't any around.
Are you still swinging and pissing?
Yeah, I'm swinging. I don't stop to piss. I'm like spraying.
You don't stop swinging?
No. God, no.
He's got that swinging dick.
It's like a sprinkler up there.
Yeah.
So you never stop swinging.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So you stop swinging for 1 second. You see these big nostrils behind you. You don't see them. The audience does. And they're like, and they like, you know, flare these big nostrils. And then you see these huge teeth, and you're just like whistling, taking a piss.
Yeah.
These huge teeth are like, and let's see if it makes its wisdom saving throw.
Oh, I forgot that Screech has night vision goggles. He's just like Timmy.
Yeah, I have blindsight actually now.
It's not very wise. That's a 10.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how that. I guess it goes to attack and then it for some reason just doesn't. You're like, huh? I mean, I guess the actual wording is on a failed save, the creature must choose a new target or lose the attack.
He goes to bite you, and then he bites a tree instead.
Oh my fucking god, Doomjaw! Doomjaw! Lay his ass up!
You see this huge lizard. It's got a long tail. It's got a big head with lots of teeth. It's got little stupid arms up front. It's a fucking T-Rex!
Yay! I love T-Rexes.
And it's running through the jungle.
I got a 21 on my initiative roll.
I rolled a 20 again.
Oh shit, you are on a roll.
This is a good dice. I need the opposite of dice jail. I need like a dice spa.
4.
Not as good.
Yeah, I rolled a 1.
No, here's the anchor. That's fine. It's perfect, actually.
I'm doing it. 23.
Jesus.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
Christ.
Wow. I'm so fucking good.
Wow, what's it like to have dice that work, y'all?
Jesus fuck.
The dice that I've been rolling that have not been doing well are not diehard dice. So I'm going to go back to using my diehard dice and hopefully get some rolls that aren't dog shit.
There you go.
Sometimes you just got to cycle them out, you know?
Screech, you see this big ass dragon looking fucking thing that ate a tree above you. What do you do?
Probably going to try and swing around behind it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what's the vibe? Are we fighting this thing? Are we getting away from this thing? I guess we're in initiative. We're fighting this thing. I guess I'll swing around behind it. I'm going to try and stab it in the back in such a way that I can maybe ride it.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, it's big, you know, so I got to be up there.
Mm.
Does a 13 hit this thing?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it can't be that big if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, well, does an 8 hit it?
No.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my god.
Well, part doesn't get through its hide, right?
Like, yeah, I'm rolling the fucking worst. So I'm going to do 10 damage.
Woo. Really good roll.
Uh-huh.
That's not embarrassing at all.
Is that enough? Like, is that enough to stay on this thing?
For it to notice?
Well, yeah, maybe it's not enough for it to notice, honestly. But, like, if I want to, like, hang on to the back of this thing from its sword wound.
Roll acrobatics.
20, unnatural.
Yeah, you're hanging on.
Hell yeah. You see a shimmer that was around Screech disappear. He can bite you, by the way, just as an FYI.
How can he bite me from behind?
No, I mean, like, you're not sanctuaried anymore.
Hey, Michael, for clarification, he does have tiny arms, right?
He does have tiny arms, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking golden back here, boys.
Celine, you're up. I'd suggest centering a fireball right on this guy.
Yeah, but that was my first instinct, and then I was like, I don't want to burn my friend Screech.
Aww.
To a crisp.
He's very agile.
He is, but you know what? It's okay. I have other tools in my arsenal. So first of all, I am going to use a couple of my sorcery points to quicken a spell, which means that it changes the casting time to a bonus action, which then means I can also cast a cantrip at first time. So, number one, it's time for my new favorite spell. Relithim Psychic Lance!
Hell yeah.
And he needs to make an intelligence saving throw.
Does he have to be smart?
He needs to be decently smart. Yeah. And I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that he's a big dummy.
No, no, he's asking if it has to be smart enough for it to even work.
Oh, wait, what do you mean?
Some spells require basically anything over a 4. But if it doesn't say, then
I don't know. It doesn't say.
All right. Well, it's gonna fail probably. This is really fucking dumb.
Don't say that.
That is a 0. Does a 0 succeed?
Oh my god. I wish that. I wish it could be like a. It's a critical fail. But
it's a super critical fail.
Yeah. But no, that's gonna be 7d6 psychic damage to
76.
7d6 psychic damage to Doomjaw. Let me roll.
Oh, that's a little walnut brain. God damn.
Aneurysm.
Okay, that's 29 psychic damage. And he is incapacitated until the start of my next turn.
Say what?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Incapacitated?
Incapacitated until the start of my next turn.
Hell yeah.
It's a level 4 spell. It's pretty powerful. It's pretty Jesus. Good. I love it.
That rocks. Thank you so much.
You should have rolled better.
Yeah. Can't take actions or reactions. That's so epic.
All right, you blast him in his big fucking dumb head.
He's like, bleh.
So that's the first thing I do. And then I can do a cantrip on him also. The question is, what am I going to do so I don't kill Screech? I mean, not like
kill
my cantrip.
Yeah.
Not like my cantrip's going to kill him.
Oh, it's probably barely going to hurt him.
Oh, fucking do it.
He's got a lot of hit points.
Okay. No, yeah, okay, I'm going to...
We healed him like 2 or 3 times.
No, I'm gonna do Firebolt. Firebolt now. But the Firebolt is, it's at a creature. So that is... I actually have to roll for this? Ugh. I'm so not used to, like, actually having to roll for things now. That's mm-hmm. why I, like, am doing okay in this campaign, because I don't have to roll to attack as much. Oh, guys, I'm back to normal me. I roll bad. Ugh, that's a 10.
10 is going to miss, unfortunately. I think it probably, you know, can't pierce his hide.
Yeah, I imagine, like, I shoot the fireball and it just, like, fizzles out on its I almost said dragon. It's dinosaur hide.
Oh, it's full of feathers, too. Did I say that?
Oh, no!
So it's like a big chicken?
Yeah, it's a big fucking chicken.
Big, stupid looking chicken.
A big, stupid fucking chicken.
Was that purposely... Also another Jurassic Park reference, Nika?
I think all of it is.
Well, because the kid at the beginning, and then he has to explain why velociraptors are so scary.
I was going to say, it is a thing that chickens are, like, very related to dinosaurs.
Yes.
And there's a big theory that, like, a lot of dinosaurs were probably covered in feathers or things like that. So chickens are similar to dinosaurs.
No. No.
They're chickens.
No.
They're big chickens.
They're big chickens.
No, I don't like feathered dinosaurs. I do kind of like a little bit of feathers, but I don't. I'm an old school freak.
Tim's mad. He's mad. He's like, Tim's like, Pluto's still a planet.
Yes, that too.
I think Pluto should be a planet. I'm with you on that.
See? There we go.
Leave Pluto alone.
These old heads. That's it for me. I was going to humorously suggest that I try to shove, but I'm like, I cannot see any world where... I
shove a dinosaur.
It loses the strength save.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. It's a big boy.
Michael has been rolling pretty bad.
I mean, you know, it's okay.
Always do. Chuck.
Okay, knowing that we were going into the Galdern jungle, I shifted up some of my spells a little bit. And I would like to cast Guardian of Faith. Guardian Ooh. Of Faith is kind of like Spirit Guardians, but bigger. And I can place it somewhere. So I'm putting it, like, right in front of Heme. And if we follow our previous sort of more fun rule, that's, like, the first time it enters the space within 10 feet of it, Michael, this guy needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Can he even do that when he's incapacitated?
So that's a weird thing. It doesn't say incapacitated, on at least on my sheet, doesn't say, even though I feel like it shouldn't. It can't make actions or reactions, but that doesn't say anything about
saving throws.
Yeah. It must whatever this is must mean that, like, you can make saving throws as normal versus, like, paralyzed.
Right.
Unconscious. Stunned.
Like, it's kind of, like, a weirdly, like, vague, because, like, incapacitated, well, like, doesn't mean something specific.
Right. I think it's just they're slow, but they can just do stuff if they focus on it, because they're not stunned, they're not unconscious, they're not paralyzed, but
just that it's, like, a very, like, incapacitated doesn't mean, like, a specific, like, physical condition.
Yeah, usually what happens is, like,
whereas paralyzed is, like, oh, you can't move, like, blinded, you can't
that's
see.
That's why they add...
Incapacitated is just, like, what can't you... You can't do anything?
It's usually added to other things, right? Like, paralyzed is all this shit, and you're incapacitated.
What does it need to save against?
Dex. Oh, a number? 16.
6.
I think it just straight up takes 20 radiant damage. So yeah, I point and, like, please help, please help. And a giant glowing spectral guardian, you know, classic, covered in armor, glowing, beautiful. And it just has, it's hard to tell what it is, but it has a huge gleaming sword and shield.
Nice. And it just, like, swings it at this big dinosaur?
Yep. And it, like, hangs out there.
Sick. All right. Well, it is now our dinosaur friend's turn, and we all know that it is incapacitated, which means it can't take actions or reactions.
I just assume he's just like...
Michael, I think I'll also give my main man, Screech, advantage.
Yeah.
And Screech, take some temp HP, my good friend. Let me roll. Oh, okay. Not very good. me and you both get 5 temporary HP.
That's great.
Hobgoblin fake.
I'm almost healed.
Hell yeah, baby girl.
7 more to go.
All right. That is the end of my turn.
Sweet. Okay. And now T-Rex turn. It does nothing but stumble around like an idiot. Rourke, your turn.
I will cast Cure Wounds on Screech.
Hey!
He needs that.
You take 2d4. Sorry, 2d8. Hopefully roll better. Don't roll the same one.
I don't actually, like, really need it anymore.
How many hit points do you have? Like, 20?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Don't...
No, he said he only needs 7 more to be perfect. So
I've got 40. Well, I mean, including my temp hit points. So I guess, yeah, I did incorrectly add the 5 temporary hit points directly to my total.
You son of a bitch.
I assumed you did, but I didn't want to say anything because I was like, that is so rude of me to assume that.
I usually do it right.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. That's even a different one. All right. 4.
Okay. 8.
Cool.
There you go.
Hawkman, that sucks.
I mean, I'm at 43 out of 47 plus 5 temp. I'm good.
You're good.
I appreciate it.
I can take care of that.
That is my turn.
Screech! What's the topography of the back of this T-Rex?
The topography?
Like, look, what do we got? We got some spinies. We got some scales. We got any pits?
Yes.
Do we have any old wounds that I can exploit?
Ooh.
Old wounds you
yeah.
can exploit?
Maybe this T-Rex said something stupid years ago that you just can't let go.
Oh, does he have like a bad tattoo? Does it say like loose lips or something on the back?
It says Rhonda and it's crossed out.
Oh,
it's
damn.
A tattoo.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's got spines, it's got scales. As we mentioned, it has copious feathers.
Tim is shaking.
My back did start to itch.
It's because the wings are going to sprout out of your back.
I'm like Ben Foster.
I don't know who that is.
I want to start, I want to maybe saw off a couple of these spines. I want to just start.
You don't know who Ben Foster is?
No.
Oh, he was a Premier League goalie, and then last season,
what?
Oh my God, his save against Notts County.
Hey, Michael, does a 16 hit?
Yeah.
What about a 15?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
His song was,
oh, God.
I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like
Michael, my
it,
Ben Foster
like
comes up first it. When you Google Ben Foster. So I hope
Super Ben Foster in goal.
Huh. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
So it's 16 plus another 9. 25.
It's dead.
But I'm like specifically trying to get like, I want to get a couple of these spines off.
Okay, you're chipping off spines.
Yeah.
All right, you pop off 2 spines.
Yeah.
You do 25 damage. That's so much.
Yeah.
I watched Ben Foster in Flash Forward a lot, and then he didn't really show up in a lot of stuff, and I got sad. And whenever I saw him, it's like, it's him. And then the girl from Flash Forward is Kaylee from Firefly. And I'm like, okay, they're out there. They're making money.
I watched Ben Foster on his Cycling GK channel, but then he retired and I don't care anymore.
Still want to stay on the back of the dinosaur.
Did you roll with advantage? See if you crit.
I didn't.
Roll acrobatics to stay up there, buddy.
Natural 20.
All right, fine. You're riding him. All right. That's the Celine.
Is my turn again? Hell yeah. So, I'm not going to cast the same badass spell because I got to save something. What are these birds trying to really...
Well, and it's like, give me a turn at some point, you know?
That is the thing. It's like, I can be very powerful, but I can only do it a little bit. So, where is Screech? You're on the, he's on the back.
I'm on the back, hacking off spines, ripping feathers out.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
This is great. Now, I would like to,
I'm going to fix you, T-Rex. Get these fucking feathers off.
Make you not look so stupid.
I guess I like a little feathers, but I prefer no feathers at all.
Tim likes a smooth dinosaur. Which is,
never mind. Because normally I like a little bit of feathers.
But for dinosaurs, it's a little different. It's a little, yeah. a little runway strip.
Michael, does it have feathers as a runway strip?
What?
What's this pussy look like?
It's got a cloaca.
Oh, okay.
What does Doomdoth pussy look like?
Gross.
Fuck. Okay, sorry.
Do you know that they, in Jurassic Park, all of the dinosaurs' pussies are perfectly modeled? You just never see it because of the camera angles?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
There's a deleted scene where that kid that got trapped in the island had to hide inside one. But...
A dinosaur pussy?
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
okay, I would like to cast Lightning Bolt upon Doomjaw.
Great.
And that's a dex save. Which unfortunately, it seems like maybe he'll be better at that. Just process.
Sucks at everything.
Process of elimination.
No, he's good. He's strong, very strong. A lot of constitution.
Okay. Mm,
nothing else. Although I rolled well, 18.
That's a great roll.
Shit. Well, he's still gonna take half damage.
That's fair.
So.
You know, I was in first grade, I won the dinosaur award because I love dinosaurs so much.
Wow. Aww. You did?
That doesn't sound made up at all.
What was the dinosaur award for loving dinosaurs?
What's your favorite?
I think I like the T-Rex the best.
Wow.
Everyone gets a fucking trophy.
You can't even make fun of it. Such a cool guy.
So Celine shoots out a lightning bolt from her hand, and that's going to be 15 damage. So let's say like it must have like hit a tree or something first to lessen the blow.
Yeah, maybe it like started to turn and like you're like, oh no, I'm gonna shoot Screech. And then you just winged him.
And then I went, yeah. So it glanced off more than hit him straight on.
Yeah.
Now anything in the line where that lightning is gonna see set on fire.
The other half of the jungle is now on fire. Actually, I think it's pouring rain right now.
Hell yeah.
It started pouring rain as soon as the fight started.
It's like, whose lightning is that? Oh, it's Celine's, and it's right next to us. Ah.
All
right.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Sweet.
Because, again, I feel like there's no point in trying to push this dinosaur.
Chuck.
Yeah, make another deck check, please.
All right. 16?
If it meets, it beats, baby girl. All right, yeah, so it takes 10 radiant damage.
All right.
Oddly enough, this is a not concentration, so I'm going to go ahead and cast Bane. How charismatic is this boy? Can you give me a charisma check, please?
He's not charismatic at all.
I could tell.
He told you what he has. He has strength and constitution.
11.
All right. You have to, whenever you roll, Michael, roll a d4 and subtract that from your total.
Come on.
No. Suck my feet.
Aww.
And Screech, you did not get hit because you couldn't move or anything, right? So
right.
As my boner action, I use Spite this time, Michael DeMarro, until the start of my next turn. The first time the creature you help, Screech, hits a target with an attack, that target has disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes within the next minute. So, Screech, you have advantage, and if you hit, you give it disadvantage.
I might not attack it. We'll see.
I kind of want you to, though.
All right. I mean, I could always use more feathers.
Screech is riding on the back while the three of us are just, like, hanging back, like, good luck.
Yeah, I guess he's no longer incapacitated. It tries to reach its stupid little arms behind it, but like it totally can't. And then it remembers, what do I have that I can use to attack with on my stat block that is in my backside? And that's my tail.
Oh, shit.
So it is going to try to thwap Screech with his tail.
It's going to, I don't know, like the back of its neck, it's going to what, like flip up and try and like.
It's just going to be like, boop. This is how they knock flies off of off of their neck.
Have you ever seen a majestic horse?
I grew up with horses. I fucking hate them.
Do I know that?
Tim also doesn't like horses. Are you scared of them?
I'm not, well.
How would you describe how you feel about horses?
I respect them to a dangerous degree.
That's a 26 to hit.
I guess.
It's got a range of 10 whole feet, so.
Yeah, but like it can't just like fold in on itself. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It hits me.
20 bludgeoning damage.
It's fine. I can take it now.
And then it goes, rah! It goes charging through the battlefield. And it's like, who keeps shooting me with lightning bolts? I'm gonna bite her.
No! What, the consequences of my actions? I hate this.
So it goes for Celine.
I'll do that.
I'm gonna cast Silvery Barbs.
What does that do?
He has to reroll and take the lower amount. And then you, Celine, I'll give you advantage since it was attacking you.
I got a 5! So 15 to hit.
Well, that does, it meets.
Yeah.
It meets and therefore beats. So I'm going to cast shield. So actually it doesn't hit me. So I want a magical barrier. Michael looks so sad.
Michael, you're doing a bad face right now. Why are you doing that?
He's making a face like he smells and stinky. Michael, I like basically don't ever use my first level spell slots. Okay. So like, why don't you think about how this is good for me?
See,
and my
Michael,
character.
You're not thinking about it this way.
Yeah, well,
okay,
I'm
but
me and my character.
He was going to like pick you up in his mouth and like.
I don't want that.
Maybe like.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like.
Yeah.
Chew and swallow you.
No, I don't want to go in there.
Michael, just keep talking. You know, whatever.
Yeah, so I guess nothing good at all happens for me.
Yeah, get used to it, bitch.
Except for one. I mean, I guess I did get to do that tail whap. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty whap.
Everyone can agree that was pretty cool.
And you are the dungeon master, and all of your players just smiled and screamed at you. So, you know, hey. Makes you think.
We're all like, Michael's on the ground, we're all like,
you didn't expect that to happen at all. And you're not having fun, and we like it.
Shit. Rourke, it's your turn.
I'll try to stab it.
Ooh!
Stab him.
That is my favorite move, honestly.
He hates to be stabbed. Bro.
I rolled an 8, so never mind.
8 is not it. I'm sorry. I really wish it did.
Well, you did try to stab it. In that way, you were successful.
Well,
you
know,
you succeeded in trying.
That is the issue. As you said, I'm going to try to stab it. You should have stabbed it. Not to go all Yoda.
You know what, Rourke? I'm going to grant you inspiration. That was a great try.
You seem sad. Take this. Take
Even
this.
Though we were just being like, haha, Michael.
Screech. You're way up. You're on the back of this big T-Rex.
I am ripping and tearing until it's done. 24 to hit.
That hits.
Another one, it's going to be 16.
Yeah, that hits too.
Oh my god.
Roll with advantage to see if you crit.
I did not. 24, still just trying to get materials off this dinosaur.
You're fucking fighting an Anjanath and you want to make your new weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Anjanath has only a little bit of feathers and fur, and that's okay.
But there's no drop limits, because this is real life, it's not a video game.
What does it look like when you kill this T-Rex?
I take like a piece of skin that I had ripped off it previously, wrap it around the blunt side of my blade, and I hold onto it with that, and then I hold onto the handle, and I put the knife blade like under the topmost spine, and I just drop and I go down and like take off all the spines with me. But it makes a xylophone noise the whole way down.
Of course.
And then I get to the bottom and he's like, oh, my spine, that's where my lungs and heart and all my organs were. And he just falls down dead.
Wow.
He can talk too?
Yeah, he says it. He says those things.
Yeah.
If only my arms were longer, I could have prevented this.
If only. Man.
But the xylophone noise is important, Michael. That happened.
Yeah, no, it did.
Okay.
Yeah, you bested Doomjaw, and I think that's a wonderful place for us to, you know, stop.
Don't That's right.
For tonight.
That's right.
See you later, Doomjaw.
See you, Doomjaw. You dead-ass bitch. Dork.
Stupid dinosaur. You do. I will say you are at the foot of the cliffs that, you know, at the very top, that's where you see a bunch of terrifying looking, maybe not eagles, maybe not ravens, maybe pterodactyls.
I assume we hear a like echo out in like across the air.
What's the big bird?
I just spit on myself.
Well, the bird lore on dinosaurs, it's all fucked up. If you think I've met about feathers, I like got into it. I was like, I can't, and I found my closest fainting cows
because you were too scared of it. It was too
because like they all got feathers because they're literally birds.
They're bird guys.
I'm gonna fucking kill myself. But who's the big bitch? Just walks. He's huge. That might even be a pterodactyl.
With his little claws in the end.
And he like walks on his elbows.
It's
gross.
Oh, that's that was Daenerys' dragon.
I'm thinking of Game of Thrones.
That's right. I'm thinking of Game of Thrones. Another thing for which I was pissed at. Thank you for coming to twitch.tv/gunklylunk. Every single Tuesday, we stream at around 8:40 to 8:45, around there. You know, every once in a while, 8:38 Eastern. You know, sometimes 8:50. But around then, we also do a dice giveaway. Probably haven't mentioned that before.
Giveaway.
Right now, if you do a hashtag giveaway, you can win. Oh, UK Jaka, thanks again.
Ooh. Damn.
Thank oh my gosh.
Again really for all subs. The subs. I kiss you on the mouth. thank you to Diehard Dice over at dieharddice.com. If you go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, you get 15% off your entire order, and we get a kissy on the back end. You want dice. We want money. It's that simple. Congratulations to Rockadilio. Rockadilio, you have won the Die Hard Dice this week. It's a coupon code. Isn't that fun?
That's so fun.
I do like Horovitz. If you follow the Tim Lanning bird lore, he has accepted corvids into his heart.
Yeah,
to the extent that I do want to try to acquire one, as like I want them to adopt us.
One. Yeah, you would have a relationship.
So I might start going on walks with a wet bag of cat food in my pocket. Might be a real fun, cool. Michael, don't make that face.
Sounds like fun. All right, thank you, Die Hard Dice. Thanks everybody for coming out. If you want to get in touch with us, we are on twitter.com/GeeklyInc or at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram @GreetingsAdventurers. I'm @ThriftyNerd.
I'm @TimLanning.
I'm @JenniferChee.
I'm @Nika_Howard.
I'm @TheMikeBachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows like Dear Internet, Naruto Revuto. I don't know why, but that one always makes my tongue twist up. No Page Unturned, Taverns and Caverns, and Welcome to St. Paxton. If you love the work that goes into the show, then make sure to follow our editor, David, on Twitter @SpudCam. Want to support the show? The best way is to join our Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes and so much more. Join now at patreon.com/DNDpodcast. After you finish deciding how many feathers your dinosaurs have, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey!
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.